My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss how long you should know somebody before you ask them for $500. So listen and enjoy.
How long have you known each other?
Couple of days.
All right.
We took like 5 days off.
Right. But you've known each other for a couple of days. Would you come to somebody you've known for a couple of days with a problem like that?
No.
That's a close friend. That's a brother or a sister or a parent.
Yes.
Somebody you work with, you know.
Your bank, the embassy,
the something. Babysitter is watching your kid.
Anybody. And who wants you home because this kid is driving you crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody. There's got to be somebody else in your life besides complete stranger guy. Who can give her a loan?
Because you know what? How awkward would that be?
Totally.
You know?
Completely.
Because that's you're bringing it into a real life situation. You know, you're asking somebody, and you want to impress somebody. You want them to like you. So you've known them 2 days, and now you're telling them about a major situation, and then looking for money.
And she's not like, oh my god, I left my purse at home. Can you spot me for this coffee? She wants $500 to fly out of there.
Yeah.
And that's just what I heard before. So she might even be like, and I'll need this because there's this fee and whatever.
So I go, saw that coming. Let's video chat and see what I can do. She goes, sure. Do you have Google Hangout? Again, I have, you know, Mr. Helix really should thank me because nobody knows how to silence his wife like I do.
Now, I wonder.
You should have had me with your house with Joanne. You'd still be married.
Bite your tongue, man.
I just gave him the douche chills.
Yeah, scared me.
Now, I'm losing my train of thought. Basically, if this was a real situation, if you were a person genuinely lonely, being affected by this woman, I have a chance to help this person, and she'd probably be indebted to me, and now I have a steady friend. How much was it again?
$500.
I'll lay out the $500. You know what I'm saying? Looking at it from that perspective.
Yeah. He ain't laying $500 for shit. He takes his girlfriend to the dollar store. Who are we kidding? Maybe $10.
Hold on a second. There was a dollar menu at the drive-thru, too.
Yeah, he's a fucking gentleman, this one.
We had a nice lunch afterwards.
A dollar menu, I'm
no,
sure.
No, it was a very nice restaurant. But
sure, they had a playpen. McDonald's was nice. You ran around with the ball pit. It was a good time.
Stop eavesdropping. But nonetheless. But still, you know, if I'm a lonely person, okay,
yeah.
I'm looking for companionship.
You are.
I'm lonely. I'm looking for companionship.
We've established this.
I want somebody to be around me.
You do?
Stuff like that.
Is this your match ad?
No. I don't have a match ad.
He's got a Grindr ad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't have... But...
Oh, he's getting flustered.
I know.
It's like President Trump talking policy. We're 30 seconds away from Covfefe.
But in a situation like that, where you're lonely, and that, you know, this is an opportunity for $500 well spent.
Yeah.
I could get a prostitute. I get it.
It's $500 of goodwill.
But fake Davin, we have not established that this fake Davin is desperate. Fake Davin is anything but desperate.
But no, we're not speaking in regards to fake Davin. We're not speaking in the context of this show for the purpose of
doing
this.
No, but I'm saying this character has given no indication that he's hard up.
Right, but the thing about it is a scammer preying on you. The scam, the other people she could prey on is maybe somebody that's lonely, that's looking for companionship, that feels that $500 is an investment into a future relationship.
It's a pussy.
That's what. But that's the difference between the show doing this and
the actual victim.
The actual victim.
Real Davin would invest $500 into pussy, to be honest.
Well, over the course of your years, I'm sure you guys have.
No, I haven't hit that number yet.
What?
No, the women I'm with, they like Joe's women, are used to the dollar store. It's worked out well. Low expectations is what I live on. She goes, sure, do you have Google Hangout? I go, we can do it on Instagram. Another one who wants to take me someplace else.
Yeah.
She goes, my FaceTime ain't working on here. I go, it isn't FaceTime. That is a different app.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I have to use Google Hangout on laptop because my camera is blank on my phone. They always got problems with the fucking phone.
Yeah.
So I go, that's fine. So I give her my Gmail account.
Okay.
She goes, okay. I go, well, I was expecting a video with you right now. She goes, I will call you tomorrow. It's already late here. I go, okay, will you see the girl? Okay, will I really see the girl with all the pictures? She goes, oh, yes, Mr. Dragon Slayer. I go, so you do not care about the girlfriend? She goes, well, I believe when we meet together, you will be the one to decide for me and her.
Oh.
She's very confident.
Yeah.
In that $500 pussy.
Well, yeah.
I go, so you will sweep me off my feet? She goes, smile. I go, I always wanted to date a woman that could get me that could get me hand lotion.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.